Chapter 14, Faith. We used to call Rick and Susan the God Squad. We'd watch them pull up in their ancient Volkswagen from the windows of biology class. Tall, aw-shucks Rick, loping toward the Darien High cafeteria, hand in hand with his preppy, beautiful wife. We made fun of their car. We made fun of their corny, unshakable cheer, but we secretly looked forward to seeing them. Rick and Susan were part of a Christian ministry, and they held weekly meetings at the homes of different kids. Somehow, they'd become a fixture in our school at lunchtime, and somehow they knew every student's name. A pretty neat trick, considering there were 1,200 of us at DHS. Rick and Susan may have seemed too cheerful to be true, but they managed to spread that cheer. They made us feel good. I fell in with the God Squatters for the world's most predictable reason. Cute girls could be found at Rick and Susan's cafeteria table. Cute girls who immediately took an interest in me because they thought I was taking an interest in Rick and Susan. One of them asked if I'd come to a meeting. Alleluia. Another told me she'd love it if I gave her a ride. Amen. I said yes. This talking to girl stuff suddenly seemed easy. It got even easier at my first meeting. Rick and Susan asked me a bunch of questions about the church I was raised in, and when I answered, Susan smiled as if I were the most fascinating boy on the planet. By the time we got to the singing part of the evening, the worst part for most teenage guys, I didn't even really mind. I went home feeling like these were people I could hang with. So I did, for about 3 weeks. I was there at the God Squad lunch table. I was there for weekly meetings. I even started to like the singing. Most of all, I liked belonging. And then I screwed it all up by asking a question. My question came at the end of one of Rick's talks, which in the church I went to every Sunday we called sermons. I'd noticed Rick spoke a lot about the path to heaven and how it could only truly be followed by those who believed exactly what Rick believed in exactly the way he believed it. At the end of that path was eternal salvation. At the end of that path was heaven. All other paths, Rick told us, led elsewhere. I asked where. In front of the other kids, I asked Rick what he thought would happen to people who didn't believe in Jesus in just the way that Rick did. I thought it was a fair question, considering the fact that even most folks I'd known who called themselves Christians didn't believe in many of the things Rick believed. Rick paused, then said, "That's not for me to say. God will judge them." Have you ever heard alarm bells in your head? Mine started ringing loud. What about Jews and Hindus, I asked? What about the people who don't believe in Jesus at all? Even if they've been good people, God won't have them in heaven? Rick's ever-present smile faded a bit. So did Susan's. We're all given a choice, Rick said. When we are given the good news, we are given the choice. If we embrace Jesus, he embraces us. If not... Rick let his sentence trail off, just like mob guys do on television. You can pay me my money, or Charlie Knuckles here can... When the meeting ended, he told me to stay, sternly. I said I couldn't, as I had to drive some kids home, and I took off. The fact that neither he nor Susan was smiling at me anymore was creeping me out. I got some more nasty looks from my fellow God Squatters at school the next day, and from Rick and Susan next time they showed up at the cafeteria. I was no longer welcome at their table. To put it in biblical terms, I was cast out. You'd think my run-in with the God Squad would have put me off religion, but the weird thing is that it made me pay a lot more attention to the church I was raised in. I had always gone to Mass every Sunday. Now I started listening. I knew I didn't believe what Rick was preaching, the idea that heaven is an extremely exclusive club, but suddenly it became important to figure out what I did believe. Did I have faith of my own? If I did, I sure couldn't find it. The words in the prayers we said as a congregation suddenly seemed like just that to me, words, and they came out of my mouth like lines I had to remember for a school play. I'd spent years memorizing the prayers, but no time thinking about what they meant. I might as well have been reciting cookie recipes. And yea, though verily I add the chocolate chips, stirring unto the butter,